It's been a little over a year since an emergency court was set up in Onondaga County to treat those addicted to opioids. WAER Scott Willis decided to check in with the judge overseeing the cases to find out how it's going.
It may not be in the headlines like it used to, but City Court Judge Rory McMahon says the opioid epidemic is still destroying lives. Opioid Intervention Court aims to put people on a different path.
We get letters or cards from people thanking us for saving their daughter or their husband or their father. It's so uplifting. But then there's sad days, too, that are extremely... So the peaks and the valley of this court are just miles apart.
The intensive, comprehensive effort aims to stabilize nonviolent addicts, whom McMahon sees every day for 30 to 90 days to monitor their progress. Staff from treatment centers and rehabilitation therapists are also in the courtroom. If they graduate, they walk out with a clean record. McMahon says about 100 people have participated so far. 30 are active, 26 are drug-free, 9 have been transferred to other courts for additional services. Those would be the peaks.
One case, you know, a guy's wife came in and said, thank you for giving me my husband back because he was gone. We had another woman who just got engaged, and now she's coming and asked if I'd perform the wedding. And her fiancé said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for this court.
Then there are the valleys. 18 have active warrants, and others who succumbed to the grip of addiction.
You see people doing great and great and great, and then they just disappear. We have lost a couple people to overdose, which is very heartbreaking, especially when they're doing so well for so long, and then, you know, we don't even know what happens. You get the information, you're just devastated.
McMahon says every case is different, but in one way, they're the same. People using opioids to blunt physical or emotional pain. Many have a dual diagnosis with mental health, and the judge says beds can't open fast enough. There are other gaps, too, like housing.
A lot of people don't like to go to the shelters because there could be triggers there for them. They beg me not to go there. One of our biggest issues is transportation. You know, how to get the people to court every day? How do we get them to group every day? How do we get them to get their Suboxone or methadone every day?
Then there's bail reform. McMahon says since it took effect January 1st, many addicts no longer have to be held in jail.
When they're in jail, they seem to admit they have a problem. I guess it'd be finding your bottom quicker than when they're out. So we've seen a little drop off with bail reform of people wanting to come in and being identified. Whereas now a lot of people get appearance tickets and they're still trying to hide from their problem.
He says going it alone almost always doesn't work. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.